although God gave his holy law to men, they continued to disobey him. God promised that one day he would send his only son, Jesus, to come into this world. He would make one complete offering for sin. The sacrifice of sheep and bulls would end when Jesus made his sacrifice for sin. God's prophets said Jesus would come and be born of a woman who had not known a man. Everything God's prophets said in God's book happened. Jesus was born of Mary, who had never known a man. When Jesus became a man, he did many wonderful things. He had power to make people well again. He raised to life men who had died. He made the crippled to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear again. The leaders knew Jesus was a good man, but they became jealous of him. Some people followed and believed that Jesus was God's son. The leaders were afraid all the people would follow Jesus and obey him. They planned to kill Jesus. One night, Judas led many soldiers out to a hillside where Jesus was so they would arrest him. Many people who were enemies of Jesus shouted, "Nail him on a cross! Nail him on a cross!" The head leader was afraid of the people, and he let them take Jesus to put him to death. It was not right for the people to kill Jesus because his life was without sin. But this was why Jesus came down to earth. He gave himself as an offering for man's sin. Jesus was a better sacrifice than a sheep. The blood of sheep only covered sins. The blood of Jesus cleanses away all sin for all time. The God of heaven no longer wants a sheep for a sacrifice. God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. God said all other sacrifices were finished. The blood of his son Jesus was perfect. No other sacrifice was good enough. Have you broken God's law? Trust Jesus now. Ask him to control your life. He will receive you, forgive you, and give you life that lasts forever.